Log Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show where you can ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answer that will involve changes within you, which will bring about changes in your life, because everything starts inside of you. That's part of the beauty of life. We are the ones who are responsible for what we are experiencing. We are the ones creating it. And we've been taught that, you know, everything else is beyond our control. We have to rely on all of these different institutions and people in order to have a life that we can enjoy. And the truth is, it all starts within you. When you are happy, then the whole world looks different. When you are happy, you're not willing to put up with the crap that other people are throwing at you. So when you are making the changes that bring you joy, it really does change the circumstances in your life. It changes everything. So if you really want to make a difference in how your life is going, look within yourself. Make the changes within you and allow those changes to radiate out into the world. And know that that's just the way it's supposed to work, no matter what you've been told. And I know that we get told all kinds of interesting things in life, that we are at the mercy of the world. We are a victim of circumstances. And none of that stuff is actually true unless you believe it's true. Because it is your beliefs, your thoughts, that create what you experience. That's why two people who are raised in the same family can turn out so completely different. Because each one is building their experience based on what they believe. And we don't all believe the same thing. We don't all believe the same thing even when we've been told the exact same thing. We each have our own perspective of what we've heard, of what we've experienced, of what we're willing to allow. So this is your life and you're creating it. Decide what it is you want to create. And you can do this in very simple ways. You can start out every day by saying, today is going to be a magnificent day filled with wonderful surprises. That's all you have to do. That's just opening the door to all of the magnificent surprises that are out there. That's saying to the universe, I'm willing to accept surprises. And guess what? You'll get them. It really is that simple and that complicated, because everything is that simple and that complicated. So if you have questions about your life and you want to know what your guidance wants you to know about it, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you're in the chat room and you're logged in and you have a question or a comment, feel free to type it. Just remember that when I'm working with someone, my eyes are usually closed. So it'll be after I finish working with them that I'm actually reading what people are saying. So please, don't take offense if it takes me a while. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 708. Hi,
who's
this? Hi,
Barbara. It's Lucy.
Well, Lucy, how are you?
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. So what's up?
I am so confused. I need some guidance. Things are still, like, I'm still feeling all of this. I don't know where and what is going on. I'm still looking for a job. I'm still confused about the past. So I need to know what the angels want to tell me.
Okay. So the first thing I'm getting is that you really just need to dump the past. Let it go. It's gone. It's over. It's done. It has nothing to do with now.
Okay.
And when you do that, that should take care of most of your confusion. We get so many attachments to what has already happened. We define ourselves by our past. And that's a complete and utter waste of time, because in every moment you are changing. It's like you're different now than you were 5 minutes ago. So 5 minutes ago is just, it's gone. So when we release the attachments to what's already happened, then we open up to what's coming, what's possible, what's new.
That's what I want.
Well, you know, you can start by doing the simple things, like every morning when you get up, say, today is going to be a fabulous day full of miracles and surprises. And that just kind of sets the tone for the whole day. And you may need to say it several times throughout the day whenever anything crops up and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm confused, I don't know what to do. Just say it again. And just let yourself feel that energy, feel that excitement. You know, it's like a little kid waiting for Christmas. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get presents. What am I going to get? You know. We can feel that way about life, every single moment of it. And when we do, we are just opening up to all of that delicious excitement, all of those wonderful miracles, all of that incredible stuff. Okay, so are you ready to have Michael cut some cords to the past?
Yes, please.
All right. So take a nice deep breath and just relax. And Michael's there with his sword. And so Michael's going to cut all of the attachments that you have to the past. And when he does this, some of these people that are attached to this stuff may contact you, because they're not going to like having the connection severed, because they get a benefit out of it. You have to decide whether or not you want them to be reattached. And there's absolutely no reason why you should want them to be reattached, because they're not suffering or anything because you've cut the connection. Anything that is based in love is going to stay. It's just the stuff that's not for your highest good that's going to be cut.
Okay,
so Michael is cutting those cords now. Okay. He's got them all cut, and he's sealing and healing the wounds, so, you know, you're not having any, you know, it's not like you're bleeding out or anything. I don't know why that vision came into mind, but he wanted me to say that. So, you are perfectly safe. Everything is just wonderfully contained, and you may be feeling lighter. May make breathing easier.
Yes.
Okay. So now you are free of the past, and you get to create whatever it is you want to experience. And it can be, you know, days filled with miracles and wonderment. You can start your day by saying something like, today I am only going to attract people who support my goals. And that puts you in alignment with people who are actually going to be beneficial to you. We go through life and we just let things happen. And there's absolutely no reason why we should just let things happen. There's nothing wrong with saying what it is we actually want. You can say, today I am going to have a clear understanding of what it is that I really want to do in my life. And I'm going to take the steps to make it happen. That just gives you the freedom to be you. The freedom to create what it is you truly desire. And to recognize that you do have that wisdom. You do have that connection. There's absolutely nothing in your way. Take a nice deep breath. And let it go. Ooh, you feel all bubbly now.
feel part of it. I mean, up until now, oh, Barbara, I am so much better than I was a year ago. I can feel the progress, and I can see the things I want, and I can feel them. But again, like you said, it's that little bit of fear and that, well, I'm going to say a lot of fear. And now I see different things coming in, and it's like, okay, I want them. I can feel them. I mean, I can really see the new things coming. But mm-hmm. I guess maybe it's just not coming fast enough.
Well, you know, we think things aren't coming fast enough when we think that there's a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can give yourself permission to have all of the time in the world. You can start the day by saying, time is my friend. I have more than enough time for everything that I want to do. There is absolutely an unlimited supply of time in my life, and it is all just flowing beautifully. And then you don't have to worry about running out of time because you know you have more than enough.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, darling. Thank you, Archangel Michael.
Well, you are so welcome, and things are really moving. I really can tell the difference, especially over the last year, because you were really just in a totally different space back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you are opening up more and more every single day. So just let yourself bloom. You're like a beautiful flower that's just opening up to the sunshine. Let it happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And don't forget to say what it is you actually want.
Okay. I think that's part of it. I think sometimes I know I don't say it because I'm afraid. But I've been starting to say exactly what I want.
That's good. That's fabulous. That gives all of those beautiful angelic beings who are around you an idea of what it is you actually want to experience instead of having to scratch their head going, oh my gosh, I wish you'd just say it. You know? We want to help, but we don't know what to do.
That's wonderful. Thank you, darling. I love you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and I love you too, and thank you for calling. It's good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad that everything is just moving along, and now it'll go even faster because you are going to say it.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Oh, life really is meant to be wonderful. It really is, and we just aren't told that. We aren't taught that. We're taught that it's meant to be strife and struggle, and nothing is actually supposed to work out the way we wanted. There's always supposed to be something wrong, something screwed up, some challenge that we have to overcome. And it doesn't have to be that way at all. It's a matter of choice. We really are creating everything we are experiencing based on what we are feeling, what we are thinking, what we believe. And there's nothing wrong with asking for what you want. And it's so funny now. You know, I look back at my life over the last year and how much it's changed and how I've opened up to having fun, to allowing myself to have relationships that actually bring me joy, to doing things simply because it's what I want to do. Not because it's what I have to do, not because it's what someone expects me to do. I'm just dumping all of that stuff. And I'm doing what I actually enjoy. And I've given myself permission to be happy. To be happy in every moment. And my happiness does not depend on whether or not the rest of the world is happy. It doesn't depend on whether or not they say the economy has turned around. It doesn't matter what the government is saying, what the news is saying, what anybody's saying. I'm happy because I want to be happy. I like being happy. Being happy feels good, and I like feeling good. So I'm happy. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It doesn't change, you know, the people who want to be miserable. They can still be just as miserable as they want to be. I don't have to join them, though. And it's funny that I find that the people who in my life have always been, you know, kind of doomy, gloomy, those kinds of people, they kind of stay away from me now. They can enjoy their doom and gloom, but for some reason they don't want to enjoy my happiness, which is absolutely fine, because we are each and every one of us creating our own experience. And there are no rules or regulations about what you can create, unless, of course, you believe that there are, in which case you've created those too. So they're yours. Enjoy them. And if you don't like them, let them go. It really is that simple. And of course, it's also that complicated. But think about it. What is it that you really want to create in your life? Do you want a life where you can actually live the truth of who you are? Where you can know that you are connected, connected with God, that you are loved, that anything is possible. And I know for some people, when you say anything is possible, they immediately think of catastrophes and volcanoes erupting and lava spewing out. And I don't know where all that lava stuff is coming from. There aren't even volcanoes in Oklahoma that I know of. But that's what people think of. And they don't want anything to be possible because they're thinking of the horrible things that are possible. When I say anything is possible, I'm thinking of the joy, the wonder, the beauty, the miracles, the magic of life. I'm thinking of the possibilities of, you know, walking out the door and finding $15 million, you know, in a bag laying on the front porch. I know, that would be a huge bag. It would cover the entire porch. But, you know, anything's possible. I'm thinking of what it is that I truly want to experience. I'm thinking of the joyous experiences that I have yet to have had, but I want to have. I'm thinking about having people who truly love me exactly as I am. I don't need to change anything in order to be loved. Those are the kinds of things I think about when I think that anything is possible. Those are the kind of things that our guidance and the angels want us to ask for. They want us to open up to the beauty of being alive. Instead of thinking about everything that's wrong, instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this because, or if these people would only, then everything would be all right. Well, it doesn't really matter what those people do. It matters what you believe, what you allow. No one else is running your life unless you've given them that power. You are the only authority in your life. And when you accept that, and you take back your power from all those other places you've been giving it to, and you start living according to what feels right in your heart, what it is you want to create, what it is you want to experience, then everything changes because you are changing. You are opening up to you. And it's absolutely fabulous. And it feels good. And you get to be happy. And you get to just break out in laughter for no apparent reason. And people may think you're crazy. And that's actually even funnier. Why not enjoy your life? Why not? I can't think of any reason why not. And, you know, when you're making these changes and things are opening up and there, and you see that it's happening, and it's just kind of amazing. And it may bring up some old fears or beliefs within you that are just, you know, waving their little hands going, oh no, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this. And you can just say, oh hey, I don't need you anymore. This is much better. I like this. I like being happy. I like creating what I actually want to experience. And so one of the things that I've been doing for a while is, you know, I make tapes of what it is that I really want to experience. And I play these, well, actually they're MP3s because no one makes tapes anymore. I play them while I'm sleeping. So I, you know, put them on my cell phone and just use the little speaker and it plays all night while I'm sleeping. And it's such an interesting way of reprogramming myself, you know. And I have things on there like the ones that I've already mentioned, you know, about today is a wonderful day. And I also put in things like my vehicle is absolutely reliable. I mean, why not put that in there? I want to know that if I get in the car and start it, it's going to start. So why not let God know that that's something that I want? I also ask to always remember the important messages from my dreams. I put in things like, it's going to be an absolutely great day. And I put in things about my connection with God. One that I really like that I've started putting in is, God is always teaching me more. I want to learn. I welcome my lessons. This is so much fun. And things like, I love God. I trust God. I know that God is only going to do what is for my highest good, and I am willing to accept it. When we start putting in things like that, we open ourselves up to whatever incredible things that God is bringing into our lives. And it's not going to be, you know, challenges and catastrophes. It's going to be opportunities and love. And that's what we want. That's all we've ever wanted. We just want to be loved. We want to know that we're loved. And so the more you do that, the more you are opening up to that love, to all of the wonders in life. Okay, you guys are typing in the chat room. I guess I should read it. Let's see. Okay. Act and feel as... This is so already. Yeah, everything you asked for has already been done. You just may not know about it. Okay, so Carrie says that they're normally a positive person and they're feeling drained. You know, when we are going through the changes that we are going through, and there, the energy right now is in that state of flux, that, you know, it's like it hypes up at times. And when that happens, we can feel very tired, very drained. When that's going on, it's important for you to take care of yourself. Make sure that you drink lots of water and that you get extra rest. And if it means that you have to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon, don't think, oh my gosh, I'm an adult, I'm not supposed to need to do this. Just go take the nap. Let yourself rest because you are having your vibrational level raised. And you have to adjust to that new level. And you can ask, you know, for assistance in letting this all happen smoothly and easily. You can also ask that you get extra boost of energy from your angels or whomever it is that you want to get these boosts from. You can also ask what it is that you need to let go of. Because usually if you're there's something draining, it's because of an attachment you have, that's something that's, you know, it's like those old cords attaching you to people that are no longer for your highest good, but you haven't actually let them go. let's do some clearing now and see if this helps. Okay. So I'm just going to say what they're guiding me to say for you, Carrie, and this applies to anybody else who needs it. All you have to do is listen to what I say, and if you want to accept it, you say yes. And then I'll tell you to take a deep breath and I'll say words that make absolutely no sense, and you don't have to understand the words. It works whether you understand it or not. Okay. So even though you are going through these changes, you are going through, it's kind of like you're being revamped, revitalized. And right now you're feeling the drain, because there are still attachments that you have that are sucking the energy out of you. Are you willing now to give your guides, your angels, whatever name you want to use for them, permission to cut the cords to all of those relationships that you've had in the past that are no longer for your highest good, all of those people who have been draining your energy? Are you willing now to have all of that severed and healed, so that you can start filling up with the new energy of you? That's a big yes. Okay. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpock shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep, deep breath and let it go. And even though this may feel different, and in some ways it might feel scary, are you willing now to allow yourself to step into the new you? The new you that is going to be brighter and more visible than you've ever been before. The new you that is going to go out there into the world and just show people how much you can live from love. Are you willing to step into those big shoes and live that life now? Yes. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpock shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. So are you willing now to allow yourself to be revitalized, to feel that beautiful energy, to know that there is an unlimited supply of energy out there and that it is filling your body, every single cell, with light and love, so that you are vibrating at a higher frequency than you've ever vibrated before, but it feels good? Oh, that's a big yes. Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpock shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And just let it go. And are you willing to stand tall in the truth of you? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine podpock shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. Oof. Okay. So, let me know how you're feeling now. It's like, you know, the Energizer Bunny energy kicking in. And if anything is coming up that you need to let go of, then please type that in so that we can make sure that, you know, you let go of all that stuff. Because you don't need to feel bad. You don't ever need to feel bad. And there's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with being filled with joy. There's nothing wrong with just being at peace with who you are. And that's another thing, you know, I ask in my little recording that I do, I ask to be peaceful and calm. I even ask to eat foods that are going to bring me a sense of peace. So that way I avoid anything that's going to make me jittery or, you know. There are some things that, you know that it's not really good for you to eat them, but you eat them anyway. Well, asking that everything you eat be filling you with calmness, it takes away the desire to eat things that are not actually good for you. It makes it easy, and you don't have to work at it. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to go, oh my gosh, I've got cravings. I'm on a diet. I can only eat this many calories. You can skip all of that stuff. And you can just eat what feels right. And it just makes it all so much easier. And you can actually enjoy it. Okay, so Carrie's saying tomorrow another day. Tomorrow I'm going to have one energy and feel and act positive and really make the changes in my life for the highest good of me and all around me. Is that right? Yeah. If that feels right in your heart, then that's definitely right. You just want to make the statements that are positive, that say what you actually want to live. Tomorrow's going, or you don't say tomorrow, say today. Make it today. Today is going to be a day filled with wonder and miracles and laughter and light. And how does that feel? And if it feels good, then say it again. Make it all about right now, in this moment. That's when you want these changes to happen. That's when you want to feel good. That's the only time there actually is, right now. So don't put it off. Don't make it tomorrow. Make it now. Right now, I feel fabulous. Right now, I am filled with love and laughter and light. Right now, I have relationships with people who love me unconditionally. Right now, I am feeling the love of God. Right now, I am so incredibly healthy. Right now, I'm alive. And just let yourself be alive. Okay, Laverne is saying, Carrie, we all have those times of fear-based thoughts. That is another opportunity to go to love. Yeah, it is. Everything's an opportunity. You don't have to stay stuck in any of that stuff, no matter what anybody has ever told you. You can just let it go right now. And there's no need to get frustrated with yourself, because yourself is wonderful. Yourself is doing the very best that yourself knows how to do in every moment. And you're just learning more and more stuff, and you're just moving along further and further. So don't waste your time feeling frustrated, because that just keeps you from stepping into the joy. Really focus on what it is you actually want to experience, not what you're afraid that you're experiencing, not what you're afraid might happen. Just let all of that go and live now in the joy, in the happiness, in the vibrancy, in the truth of you. It just doesn't get any better, but it does, you know. You think, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Life just can't get any better. And then you turn around and life gets better. And that's one of the things that you can say if you want to every day. You can say, today is going to be even better than yesterday. Every day just gets better and better and better. Another one that some people would probably want to say, and I do say this one on occasion, is that today I am getting thinner and thinner and healthier and younger. And that just feels good, you know. I suppose if I, you know, reach the age of having to wear diapers again, I might stop saying I'm getting younger. But but for now, why not? Why do we have these beliefs that, you know, we have to get old and decrepit and wrinkled and all of that kind of stuff? What if we changed it? What if we started getting younger, more vibrant, more healthy, flexible, adaptable, thinner, whatever it is that you want to be? What if you started saying every day that that is actually happening? What if you believed it? What if you allowed it? Remember, there aren't any limits except the ones that you have put into place. So if you want to look younger and thinner, then go for it. If you want to be healthier, tell yourself every day, I am healthy. Today I am healthy. All of the cells of my body know exactly what perfection is, and they are manifesting that perfection right now. That gives yourself permission to let go of the things that are not for your highest good, and to be healthy, and to have your cells work perfectly. And you'll find that things that have been, you know, around for years will start clearing up. Old aches and pains will start to disappear. You will start being that vibrant, healthy, happy person that you actually know that you are. So just let it happen. Just let it happen. Life is just so incredibly interesting and so much fun. And it really doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You know, when you are open up to the possibilities of life, and when you are open up to the idea that there's more than enough time, then you're removing those restrictions and restraints that have been in place. And it really doesn't matter how old those restrictions and restraints are, because there's no set rule about what you can and cannot do. Unless, of course, you believe there are. In which case, you're absolutely right. And you're also the one that can change it. Remember, you are the only authority in your life. So you get to create whatever it is you want to experience. You get to open up to joy. You get to open up to laughter. You get to open up to true love. You get to open up to adventure. You get to open up to having the perfect kiss. You see, it doesn't all have to be about serious stuff. If you want to experience loving someone else, then you can open up to that. And you can make statements about your sex life. You know, God doesn't have restrictions on what it is that we can ask for. And there are people who have these unfulfilling sexual relationships. And you don't have to stay stuck in that. You can start saying things like, I have an incredible sexual partner in my life, and I love them deeply. And together we create the most amazing experiences. And you can even say things like, I have 20 orgasms, you know, every day or whatever. We take everything so seriously, and we really don't need to. This is your life. This is your experience, and you are creating it, and you can have joy in any part of it. And you can just make that your focus, what's important to you. You don't have to focus on what people have told you have to focus on. You don't have to be what anybody has told you you have to be. It's your choice. It's your life. You know, and if you decide that you want to only eat things that are good for you, but you have a craving for chocolate, and you just want, you know, one piece of chocolate, then you can create that when you have one bite of chocolate, it will be the most divine bite of chocolate in the whole world. And then just have a bite. And you only need one. We limit the pleasure in our lives because of our fears. You know, if I have one bite of chocolate, well, then I'll end up eating the whole bag. Well, no, you won't. Unless, of course, you decided that that's what you want to create. If you want to create that that one bite is going to be absolutely divine and satisfy every desire you have for chocolate, then have the one bite. And you may never have another bite. You may never want another bite. but it's not in any way going to make your life less wonderful, because you are creating what you experience. You are the one who has that control. You are responsible for what you create. So why not create the good stuff? Why not? Enjoy the good stuff. Just let yourself fully experience life. Stop living in a little box where you just get to stick your hand out every now and then and have just a tiny touch of something. Why not tell God, I want to have $1 million? And let God know what it is you want to do with $1 million. And just say, today I am creating that $1 million is flowing into my life so that I can have whatever. Why not make that part of your announcements to the universe? Instead, we usually sit around going, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money to pay the bills. How am I ever going to do this? This just isn't working. And you realize when you're saying that, when you're thinking that, when you're feeling that, that is what you are telling the universe you want more of. And that's not true. You don't want more of that. You can do the same thing with money that I said to do with time. You can say, I have an unlimited supply of money. Money is my friend. I have more than enough money to buy anything I desire. I have all the money in the world. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with letting the universe know that that is how you really want your life to be? What's wrong with making that kind of a change? There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And when you say it with joy. Say it with feeling. Feel yourself abundant. Because those feelings are an important part of what you are creating. So if you're saying it with fear, you're not actually creating the joy of it. You're asking for more of the fear of it. You don't want to do anything with fear. You actually want to experience the good parts. You want to experience the wonder, the joy, the acceptance of yourself. Because no matter what anybody has ever said about you, there is no one else exactly like you. You are unique. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. So recognizing your value is a part of letting in the abundance in life. So you can add to your daily sayings, I add value to all of my relationships. I add value to the whole world. I am valued by God. When's the last time you said that God actually values you? When's the last time you recognized your value? The whole world would be different without you. You are valuable. You are unique. You are wonderful. You deserve to be loved. So one of the things that you can also add to your daily things, the saying is, I love me. I believe in me. I know I'm wonderful. I know that when I focus on a goal, I will always achieve it. I know I can. And I know that God is always supporting me. I know God wants me to be a success, and I am choosing to be one now. and let yourself feel it. Really feel it. And that just feels good. And it's great to feel good. And yes, you can just go through your whole day smiling and laughing and to heck with what anybody else thinks. And you'll find that a lot of people will join you. We all want to feel good. But we've been taught that we're not allowed to, that there's so much wrong, that we should be afraid of feeling good, that if you go around looking happy, something bad is going to happen because someone's going to decide that you shouldn't be happy. The stories we tell ourselves are really amazing. So why not start telling yourself the ones that feel like, oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, like the, what is that movie, Harry Met Sally, where she's sitting in the diner making the noises like she's actually having an orgasm at the table? Why not do that? Why not have people laughing and filled with joy just from being around you? Why not let yourself enjoy your life? And yeah, if you want to have orgasms, go ahead, have them. It's just one of those wonderful gifts that God has given to us. The ability to feel. That's part of the glory of being in the physical. You get to feel. You get to have that fun. You get to enjoy. And there's no limit on how much you can feel. One of the things that we sometimes do, though, is we turn it into an addiction, you know, where we don't experience joy just to experience joy. Excuse me. It's like we're always looking for a higher joy. I've got to get higher. I've got to get higher. That's what people with addictions are always doing. They're looking to get higher. They're making getting higher more important than what they're actually feeling. Don't make it into an addiction. Just notice in the moment, this is how you feel. And it doesn't matter if the next time it doesn't feel as good because you're not going to be comparing it. Because if you're comparing it, you're not in the moment. When we live in the moment, the past really doesn't matter, and neither does the future. Because in the moment, that is where we are living. So if you catch yourself comparing, you know, this experience against some other experience, know that you're out of the moment. That you are not creating. You are going back and re-experiencing or dwelling or whatever you want to call it. But you've taken yourself out of the moment. And usually that's, you know, when people start getting depression or anxiety or any of those interesting diseases or conditions that we've come up with. It's because they're not living in the moment. In this moment, you can be happy. In this moment, everything is absolutely fine. In this moment, you can let God know that you love God. In this moment, you can feel all of the divine love that is around you. Feel yourself being hugged and kissed by angels. In this moment. And if that feels good, stay in the moment. And it's that simple. We get so wrapped up in things, in what we have been taught is important. And most of that stuff is not important at all. There is nothing more important than you in your own life. And so when you are creating your experience, create what you actually want. and allow yourself to receive it. And just take a nice deep breath. And just let it all in. So this is all about you. This is all about the fun of you, the love of you, the laughter in you, the wonder in you, the joy in you. All of this stuff is already inside of you. You may not know it, but it's there. Another one of the things that I put into what I say is that I love to receive. I love to receive because the more I receive, the more I have to give with gratitude. And I give with gratitude. There are no strings, no attachments. When I give, I just give for the sheer joy of giving. And that's incredibly freeing. You know, because so often we give something and we think, okay, now they're going to owe me, and later I can come back and say, okay, I gave to you, now it's your turn to give to me. Can you feel how heavy that is? How that just takes all the joy out of it. It just completely sucks it. But when you give with gratitude, when you give and you just say, here, this is for you, and there's nothing else attached. And it doesn't matter what the person does with what you've given to them. It doesn't matter if they even say thank you. None of that matters, because you are giving out of love. You are giving because it feels good to you. You are giving because you are grateful for what has been given to you. You are sharing you. And when you are doing that, you're not just giving what you're giving, you're also giving love. And when we're sharing love, there's nothing more beautiful. So start making that part of what you do. When you give, give with gratitude. And cut all of the strings. And that really allows the things that we give to others to become even greater than what we've ever imagined. It allows us to have a greater impact on other people because they can feel it. There are some people, you can look at them and see when they are receiving something from someone and how it actually is making them feel. And sometimes people give things, and I know that they're thinking, you know, this is the way I'm supposed to give it, but they're giving it out of pity. And so the energy that they're giving to that person is that you're less than me. That's why I'm doing this. Talk about not wanting to take a gift. And that's what we've been taught we're supposed to do. We give to those less fortunate individuals. Ugh, yuck. Feels like I'm walking through muck. I don't want to do that. When I give with love and with gratitude. I say, here, this is for you. And that's it. And then they can smile if they want to. They can feel good about themselves. Because I feel good about them. There's no pity. There's no heaviness. There's no, you've got to live up and prove that you actually deserve what I've just given you. When we open our hearts, when we are giving out of love, we can also receive out of love. We can receive back the smile that they're giving to us. We can feel the love coming from them. It just makes it all better. And life just gets better and better and better. Just allow yourself to experience the beauty and the love of you. And that beauty and love of you is the same beauty and love that's in God, because God is inside of you. And when you open up to that, oh, it is just so amazing. Okay, so one more thing you can add to your list of things to say every day. I know, it's an incredibly long list now, right? You can say, today, God works through my hands, thinks through my mind, and loves through my heart. God has become me. And just see how that feels. Because we don't have to think of ourselves as being alone or separate or whatever terminology you want to use, because we're not. There is no way to separate yourself from God. God's in everything. God's in your computer. God's in your telephone. God's in your mouse. God's in your car. God is in everything. There is no place where God is not. And there is no one that does not have God within them. And just because we haven't recognized it doesn't change it. Let yourself experience the truth of who you are. Let yourself experience that loving energy that is within you and all around you. Let your life change into something that you truly enjoy. Why not? Why do we keep ourselves boxed in? Why do we hold ourselves back? Why do we think so little of who we are? You don't need to anymore. You don't have to. You can open up to you. You can open up to the real you. So just make a nice little list, you know, of all the little things you want to say every day. And if you're like me, you can record them. There are free programs on the computer where you can make these recordings, and then you can just play it while you're asleep. Just kind of reprogramming your own mind. Putting in the things that you actually want to experience and letting go of the things that aren't in alignment with that. Life doesn't have to be complicated, and it doesn't have to be hard. When you know who you are, when you start living who you really are, when you allow yourself to be the truth of you, then everything changes. And all of that old stuff, all of those old worries kind of go by the wayside, because you don't really need them. You never really did. It's all about you. It is all about you. So let it happen. Let the changes that are coming up in your life happen. Let yourself be more. It's time. It's such beautiful energy out there, and it's time to embrace it and to allow yourself to feel it and allow yourself to live it. It's time for us to actually be happy. So we're about out of time, and I thank you all so much for listening. And if you want some more information, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's free stuff there. And you can send me questions if you have them. This is time for you. And it's a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. I will be back on Friday. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. I love you all so much, and I'm sending you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.